Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Experience the thrills of a lifetime with the entire family. Winning details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 6:06, Carla, it is Wednesday morning.
Can we put our galoshes and rain slickers away today?
Can we do that yesterday?
I don't even know. I don't know. I was saying, I went to the store. You guys all experienced it. I went to the grocery store maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock. As I'm pulling in, there's a little rain. As I'm pulling into a spot, it's now hailing.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that'll stop. And it did when I came out about 20 minutes later when it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I'm driving home 3/4 of a mile away, it's now snowing.
I saw Morty's post on Facebook.
Jeez. Yeah.
It says, hey, it's snowing at Durango and DI.
Yeah.
I literally walked out of the building and it was snowing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well,
it was nice earlier.
Let me tell you this, Morty. I live in Summerlin and we don't allow snow, and it snowed.
That's
in
usually
my
where
Republic.
It does snow.
Yeah, I know.
I believe that's in the paperwork. I mean,
Republic of. The master plan said no. No.
You will not experience this.
Yes.
But always have that.
Yes. We were the first ones to build a wall. I'm telling you right now. Do not enter.
Well, evidently something happened yesterday.
Yes, it did. That was brutal for Las Vegas. It really was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty brutal weather for Vegas.
That was our winter.
That it was. I hope it's over now because that was just crazy.
But we will rebuild.
Yeah.
Sunshine today. They say it's going to be nice today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the high only 49.
Yeah.
The high of only 49 today, 48 tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And God bless the. And you know what? We sympathize with what the people back east, Midwest, and everything going through. But this is tough for us.
I know. It is tough
for
us.
We're just a bunch of.
But it's all relative.
Right.
This is our cold. This is our cold. In the 40s, that is cold for us. Man.
But I will tell you, along with the long pants, I am wearing the flip flops. So.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Dude. The spirit alive.
Okay, dude.
Only 38 right now. Dude.
The spirit of what alive? Gronk? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Oh, my gosh. It's been renewed for an 11th and final season. I think you'll be happy.
We'll find out what that show is, plus some other entertainment news after Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We talked last week or the week before he died, James Ingram. Sales of his music have jumped 6,500%.
What?
After his death. 6,500%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beat that Maroon 5.
Yeah, exactly, with your 500%. Whatever.
I'm glad, if anything, I'm glad now and that people are doing this because James Ingram had such... It was almost like the perfect voice.
Yeah, he really did. He really did.
I mean, he sang from the soul, from the heart, and all of his stuff was just so good. Like I said, whether it was on his own or he was doing a duet.
Right. Yeah.
It's all good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And with Valentine's Day right around the corner.
Yes.
Another 6,500%.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say, because he's very Luther-like. He was very Luther Vandross-like. So, man, couldn't do it while he was alive, people, but, you know. It's good, though. It's good. It's great music. If you haven't listened to James Ingram, do it.
Yeah.
Tune in. Modern Family, been renewed for an 11th, and it will be the final season. President of ABC says, we promise more milestone events than anyone who has been a fan of the series. They won't want to miss this. Anyone who loves this show will not want to miss it. Now of course, the one daughter... Is it Haley, the oldest one? Yeah, she's pregnant now.
Oh.
She and Dylan are living together. She's going to have a baby.
You know what? I used to watch, Jody and I used to watch that show all the time. And then I don't know what happened.
Because they just had a little discussion on what, you know, Claire wants to be called.
Oh.
She wants to be called Gammy. And then the other Gammy came along and said, yeah, they're going to call me Gammy. Whoa. Hold on. Yeah, it's still such a funny show. They have not lost a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Winkler was on Jimmy Fallon. Now, he won an Emmy recently for the series Barry, which is great. Really good show. And you want to know where he keeps his Emmy?
Some people say that they use it as a doorstop. Oh, yeah. Some people say that it's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Mine is on the dining room table. If they deliver a package, they see the end.
That's awesome.
I love it. He's very proud of it, and it took him a while to win one, and so, yeah, display it.
Yeah.
I would probably leave mine right there. Right there. Look. That, hey, did you guys see Miami? By the way,
I would make that UPS. The door knocker.
Yes. Yes.
On a big front door like he probably has.
Grab the wings and start tapping. Good for him.
Same
man.
With an Oscar. If I won an Oscar, that would be the big door.
Yes, are you kidding? I have the electronic media award right as you come into my house on this nice sofa. Yeah.
Perfect.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Saying good morning to Daniel, plowing snow in northern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on the free KKLZ app. Good morning, Daniel.
Daniel, have fun. They're trying to get the runway open, he says.
At the Grand Canyon Airport.
Yeah, they got about 4 inches of snow. It's about 20 degrees, by the way.
And when he's not plowing snow, he's a firefighter in northern Arizona. So good morning,
Daniel. One extreme to the other.
You had mentioned Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
And the one character having the big dilemma, what's she going to be known as when she becomes a grandparent?
Uh-huh.
How many other parents would be grandparents? Had the same problem.
Yeah.
Now, in our family, there's three sets of grandparents for Ethan.
Okay, right.
Right? So it's, and when we were faced with this, I said, well, I'll just be called Papa. I don't think they're grandfather, but Grandpa. Just Papa.
Didn't like that. Okay.
And then Jody went with Nana. But the big dilemma, the big problem came up with my son-in-law's dad, who lives in Northern California.
Uh-huh.
Not around. He also said, well, I'm going to be called Papa, unbeknownst to everybody else.
Right, right.
And I said, well, wait a second.
Yeah. I know people who have their two papas.
Right.
Yeah. There was Papa Don, Papa
Even my daughter said.
Yeah.
Hold the phone. My dad's Papa.
Oh, jeez. Is it seriously?
It is. It is. So
hey,
here's
Morty.
The deal.
How you doing?
Hey.
Here's the deal that was worked out. My son-in-law's dad is known as Papa, but with his last name attached to it.
Right, right.
I'm like Elvis or Cher or Sinatra. I'm just Papa. I don't need a last name attached to Papa.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let it be said, let it be done.
I got it.
I know you think I'm joking around and kidding.
I never.
How many other would-be grandparents, knowing you're going to be a grandparent, coming up with your name, specific name, went through this? You have to be very careful.
Yeah, see, you do, and you have to make sure that they can pronounce whatever you want them to call you.
Exactly.
Too, because sometimes, I have a friend who's way back in the day, it was Nana, but the child couldn't say Nana, so she's been known as Nancy forever. It was Nancy.
Changed
for
the
some
whole
reason.
Name.
Uh-huh, yeah, and it's really cool, actually. I made sure to never have children, so I would never be a grandparent, so I don't want a grandma. What? No.
That way I don't have to face the problem.
No, no.
702-739-9636. Text or call. How many other would-be grandparents went through this?
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
What do you call your grandparents? Modern Family had an episode where Claire thought she was going to be called one thing until the other grandmother showed up and she was called that.
Yes, and she's like that Earth Mother kind of gammy now. Yes, it was very funny. One of our listeners said, good morning, my grands have a gamma, a grammy, and a grandma. We have to keep us all separate. And you do. You got to keep them all separate.
So in our family, we have Papa, Nana, and then we have Grandma and Grandfather, and then we have an Oma, an Opa, which is German.
And then, right. It depends on your nationality as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's
Italian.
Clear except for, you know, the one guy up in Northern California that wants to ride on my coattails.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I even told my grandson, I go, there's only one Papa, though, right? He goes,
And then the one in Northern California said, there's only one Papa, right? And he said,
Bo's on the phone. Bo, what's up?
Hey, a couple weeks ago, I watched a Modern Family episode, and it cracked me up, because that's what my kids call my mother, Gammy. But the other niece came along and called her Meemaw. So there's always an argument about who Is it Gammy or Meemaw? No, my daughter was the oldest, so.
What was the other show that we liked with James Brolin?
Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces.
Yeah, Life in Pieces.
Where they call it, they call him Popo.
Yeah, Pawpaw.
Pawpaw?
Pawpaw. Yeah, that was it, yeah. The Modern Family was very funny because it was, Claire was just assuming that's what she'll be called, and then Dylan's mom came along, and they just called her that. Oh, hi, Gammy, how are you? And Claire was like, I was supposed to be called Gammy. Wait a minute.
Clearly, for those people that go through this, this is a big deal, right? What you're going to be called?
Absolutely. And it was so funny because my daughter couldn't pronounce, obviously, grandma or granny, but it came out Gammy, and that's what it's been all these years.
See, like you said, Carly, you got to be able to pronounce
it, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bo, thanks a lot for the call. Have a good day.
You bet. Have a good day.
Talking about how you name your parents, their grandparents' name, I do like this one text we got. My kids call my mother G-Ma.
Mm,
but that sounds very governmental, you know?
Like, actually, that sounds like kind of gangsta. I like that. I like that, G-Ma.
By the way, a Mike and Carla Morning Show update a couple of weeks ago, and you just asked me this.
Yes.
We were talking about my neighbor across the street, what was going on with his house.
Right.
Because I was seeing other families move in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, I checked it out. I think he's Airbnb-ing it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because I've seen him, I've seen his car.
Okay.
And Jody and I put two and two together, plus we talked to our other neighbor.
Okay.
Who really had the scoop.
Okay, got it. All right.
And so that's the deal.
That's an interesting thing, Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
If
you have one in your neighborhood. Questions.
Yeah, that, and then also, like, I don't know. I think people treat Airbnbs or hotel rooms, I think, at least I do, better than my own home in some cases. Now, not everybody does, but that's me, you know.
It's not been bad. Let's see what happens during the summer.
Yeah.
Because I know in the backyard they have a pool.
They have a pool.
A lot of people coming to Vegas.
Ooh, you might go over there and see who's hanging out there. Yeah. Go to their pool.
Go over the fence.
Right, yeah, exactly.
One day Carla and I are going to walk
ladies,
out the front door.
Hey, Mike. Exactly.
Hey, neighbor.
Exactly.
Great.
We're across the way, Mike. Come
pool
on
party.
Over.
Yeah.
Come here, Squish. Come here, boy.
Yes. It's a Hawaiian tropic party over here, Mike.
Burying a pig in the backyard.
It's a Hooters convention over here. Why don't you come on over?
Can't wait. Sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be nice. A little chilly. High of only 49 today. 48 the high tomorrow. 38 now. Carla Ray will have a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning. Get to that after Roxette. You got the look.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, here's an interesting story. We've talked about a lot of bets that went along with the Super Bowl. Someone lost $3.8 million betting on the Rams to win the Super Bowl. And he spread the money around at three different places.
Mm-hmm.
120 plus 120 were the odds. He had $3.8 million at stake. He would have won almost $5 million if they would have, wow. So he only.
I don't think Jody would have been happy with me if I would have put that kind of money down.
Guess how much we might win.
That I could have won.
Yeah, almost $5 million, baby. Wow. Yeah.
But I didn't.
I know. Oh, geez. Wow.
Womp, womp.
More important, though, some people have started an online movement. There's a petition going around to get a white wine emoji. There is no white wine emoji.
Huh. That's the big struggle in our country right now.
Some people have too much time on their hands, and you know what? Real wine drinkers don't drink white wine. Anyhow.
So it doesn't matter.
Right, nothing. I'm sorry. And IKEA announced that they have plans to begin renting furniture. They want to become the Netflix of furniture, they say. They'll offer all sorts of different subscription services where you can lease it for whatever. You want it for a year. Maybe you want to get something different every month. And you can just turn it back in. You can get something else. So it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Does it come pre-assembled?
It does come pre-assembled. Okay. I think that's going to be the selling point right
because
there.
You know how I feel when
wait
it says
a second.
Some so, assembly
oh, that's
required.
The biggest lie. That is the biggest lie. That and it happens to everyone, honey. Those are the two biggest lies out there.
One more thing you should know One more thing. Mm-hmm. Mitch just came in. Mitch Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Traffic 15 South is closed past Prim due to snow and ice around Mountain Pass.
I'm sorry, what?
So if you need to get down to Southern California, you got to take I-95 south to Needles.
Yeah.
Connect with I-40 westbound.
So basically, you're gonna take Arizona.
Yep.
Go through Arizona and then cut through, and then come back through, and you will get there like Thursday or Friday.
How did you get to Southern California? I took the 95
to Needles,
and then took I-40 westbound.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we got on
the 15 and on. Yeah, a little prickly.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday. Definitely a few things you should know.
Valentine's Day, a week away, and if you want to be a part of our KISS Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, which is happening at KISS by Monster Mini Golf next Wednesday, the day before Valentine's Day.
Lucky number 13.
Just text the word KISS to 702-739-9636 for a chance to register, because not only are we giving away tickets for Skinner Next Hour, but with that, if you're married,
you
could be a part of that, which means the grand prize, which is pretty cool, upgraded seats for KISS on the 15th over at T-Mobile Arena.
Sweet.
The overnight stay in New York, the dinner for two at Brio, and a $1,000 gift card to spend at Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Love it.
So, what are you doing? And I'll tell you this, I'll be honest, a lot of guys are trying to get through because it's like, now I don't have a lot of pressure on guys.
I don't have to buy anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honey, guess what we're doing?
I know.
And Gene Vegas is going to be there. The Gene Simmons of Vegas will be presiding over us if we renew our love.
But it's because I love you, so much. I want to marry you again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to marry you again.
It's been 30 years.
Yeah.
Can we say I do again? That beats, because you said off the air, you're not a big flowers person.
No, I don't. Flowers do really, they're beautiful for a minute, and then they die.
And then they die.
I'm not, you kind of waste your money with me on flowers.
So what would somebody get you?
Get me either, I am a little more fun, so I like balloons. I think they're fun. I love edible arrangements. I know I'm weird, but I can eat them. I can eat them. No, but they're fruit, and it's always like really good fruit. Yes.
I love you too.
I can eat them instead of having, and then you know when you have to throw flowers out and it's that icky flower water. Oh, God, and all of your love just goes out the window with that slime water.
You make it really so, does. Sounds so romantic.
Thank you. Well, I'm a romantic, Mike.
Anybody else? What is it that you would probably say to your other half?
Yes.
You know what? I appreciate you thinking about getting me that.
Yeah.
But I'd rather you get me this.
Yeah, don't get me that.
Okay.
I'd rather have this.
Other than flowers.
Yeah. Maybe a nice oven mitt. Something like that.
702-739-9636. Line up the phone lines. Blast a text if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We know Valentine's Day is until next week, but get the head start.
Yeah.
On what guys or your better half might do for you. And flowers. Now, Carly, you said you're not a flower person.
No, I'm really
not. It's a waste of money, waste of time.
It is. They're pretty for a minute. I'm amazed at how many people have said the same thing. Shauna said, I'm with you, Carla. No flowers. I love the edibles. I said the edible arrangements.
Oh.
Love those.
Oh, yeah.
Edible arrangements. No, okay. We don't want
to. Not just the edibles.
We don't want a bouquet of edible undies. No, thank you. No perfume. No going out on the 14th either. Way too many people. How about a nice quiet evening at home? Some candles.
Yeah.
Linda says, I'm with Carla as well. No flowers. Rather have dinner either at home or out, and maybe a little spa time. Something like that. Mike, you have a comment on spa time.
Well, Morty had asked about a couple's massage. And Jody won't do a couple's massage with me anymore, because I guess the first couple of times we did
How sexy is it, Mike?
Well, I have a little drool coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden you hear.
Yeah, that's how sexy a couple's massage is.
And as you pointed out, a couple's massage really isn't sexy.
Not at all.
Because there's two other people there with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, three other people.
You're going to reach under the towel.
I know. Hey, they're the ones touching you, not your significant other.
Yes. get the massage each other. How about that?
That's why I said a massage, a spa treatment or something like that.
Right.
Kills two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
If the guy gives it to his wife or girlfriend,
yeah,
she's out of the house. She's happy. She's getting rubbed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's at home with the remote.
Yeah, she's getting rubbed.
Well, you know what I mean. I know.
Alex, you got the best wife ever. He said, last year my wife made me a bouquet of my favorite candies, all taped to sticks.
Yeah.
Like you know, candy bars, all that stuff.
Wow.
In a football-shaped vase. Alex, rock on, man.
That's so cool.
Uh-huh. And Teddy said, Carla, great idea on the oven mitt for a gift. It's ambidextrous.
Yeah.
She's going to be really surprised.
Oh, see, she'll be surprised.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Every night at dinner.
Yes. What is your
dinner?
What does your oven mitt say about you? I think you all should ask yourselves.
Yeah. What did you say you had? An oven mitt? You had a pig?
I have a cow.
A cow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a cow.
What do you have, Morty?
Well.
Alligator.
Yeah,
alligator.
There you go. Can Plain. I tell you? Two other things that apparently I hit on, and I sure didn't mean to, but a lot of people don't like flowers because of that water. You got to toss them at the end, and that water
is awful.
Murky,
so.
Yeah,
well, just a couple
water.
Of ideas as we get ready for Valentine's Day. And like I said before, if you want to have a shot to join us for our KISS Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, text the word KISS to 702-739-9636. All the details right there when you text that number. With the word KISS. Talking about Valentine's Day
and
what you're going to get he or she.
Mm-hmm.
They say if you are single and looking for love, the grocery store.
Yeah.
They say, according to a survey commissioned by Aldi, 32% of adults have gone on a date with somebody they met at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to go and do this, they said these are the best places at the grocery store to meet that other person.
Pharmacy?
No.
Okay.
Did you just get a prescription for Xanax?
Get out of here. I can't
you
believe
too?
That. I got an ointment.
No. Top five at number four. Top five at number four.
We don't like math, but anyhow, go on.
Top four places.
Okay.
Pharmacy was at number five. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
As you can tell, this is such a well-rehearsed show.
Like a top segment
broken down. At number four, grab and go. The grab and go section.
Oh, okay.
You would have thought that would have been number one.
Yeah, because that's like right there, you know they're single.
Yeah. The checkout line at number three, number two, produce section.
Okay.
And number one, maybe not a surprise, the wine and beverage section.
Oh, well.
You know
what I bought yesterday? And I swear, I'm not joking you. And some guy was kind of looking at me. I bought Galliano.
What?
I bought Galliano because I'm doing, well, it's about that high. It's better than a foot. And I kind of looked at me. I said, it's for ice cream. I felt like and he looked at me even more strangely because you drizzle it on vanilla ice cream. It's really good.
My little niece is having a birthday party.
Yeah, exactly. So. And I'm not sitting there alone
Galliano
not drinking.
Galliano floats.
Yeah.
We're making Galliano floats.
Yeah, they don't want booze, but guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. But yeah.
Gam Gam is making my own special float. Okay.
I'd have been a great grandma. I really would. What?
Oh, man.
I just need some Galliano and a pint of vanilla ice cream. I know it's Friday night.
You shut up over there, miss. You don't.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be nice and cool, though. High of only high 40s today and tomorrow. It's only about 39 outside right now.
Oh, boy.
Carla will have another take on some entertainment news.
Will I, though?
After she downs a bottle. Why didn't you just get Annie Green spray?
I know. Whatever.
Or some Mad Dog.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'm going to tell you what songs are absolutely the most popular. Now you're going to hear more and more of them in the
future.
All right.
We'll find out more about that list and some other entertainment news after Foreigner.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Did a little research into music, and they've found that the songs with featured guest artists have become more common and really popular over the past two decades. You're talking about like Katy Perry with who did she do California Girls with Snoop, I believe it was. Maren Morris. And was it Florida Georgia Line? Was that? I can't remember. Bebe Rexha and those type of songs where you're pairing up with somebody from another genre.
Oh.
A lot of country artists are hooking up with pop artists to do songs. You're going to see more of those, by the way. They say it's more likely that your song is going to be a top 10 hit.
Wow.
If you combine artists from two different genres. So you're going to get a lot more of those. Mike, you mentioned the Aldi grocery store chain. Well, they're honoring some musical artists with a line of limited edition cheeses. We all like cheese. Mm-hmm. Flavors include sweet cheddar of mine.
Uh-huh.
Pour some Gouda on me.
Oh.
Others, girls just want to have Fontina. Billy Goat is my lover. And Total Eclipse of the Havarti is also. I'm not joking. If you're a goat cheese fan, then Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Goat would be the cheese.
Wow.
For you. And I forgot to tell you that I was doing a story on Ray Romano that you have hidden somewhere in there. So I'll skip over that.
Oh, do
and
I?
I'll, yeah, but that's okay. We got, we were trying to add earlier and we got sidetracked.
No, I could
do
find
you?
It, yeah.
Do I you have it?
Yeah.
Because I think you will appreciate this, actually. He was on, actually, with Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the fact he's been married for 31 years. And he said the very first day you're married is probably the most important day.
Because you move in with someone, day one is a crucial day. Like little choices you make, like what side of the bed. You think that's trivial, but that's your side for life right there. And I blew it. I didn't look at the TV angle, you know. You got to make the right choice because I got a toe. I got a big toe in the middle of the screen for the rest of my life now.
Boy, is that true.
Right?
And once you make that choice, there's no going back.
Even if you move, you take that side of the bed with you generally.
I think even when we go on vacation, sleep on the same side.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Jody does too.
Isn't that funny? Well, there you go. Words of wisdom from Ray Romano and Mike O'Brien.
Thank
that
you.
Is my painfully deep take for this hour.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Why are so many people texting us about Harvey Wallbangers?
Because I mentioned Galliano. I bought Galliano at the store. That's what a Harvey Wallbangers made with.
Oh.
That's why. I know. We're getting all these recipes for the Harvey Wallbanger, of course, and then the cake.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I know. What was it? Vodka, orange juice, Galliano.
And then you see it a little bit of.
Yeah. You float the, Galliano.
I'm looking at our text.
So 80s. It is so 80s. But if you want a nice dessert, vanilla ice cream with a little Galliano.
Yeah, we got that.
For the kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sleep well, little kids.
Exactly.
Happy birthday to Gammy.
I know. All of a sudden, we're getting all these recipes.
I'm looking at our text going, why are they doing this? Okay. All right, looking for another married couple to renew their vows. This is going to be so cool. A week from today, over at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf, our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, where Gene Vegas, the Gene Simmons lookalike, going to, do the ceremony.
He's going to do the duties, man.
You'll be the maid of honor. I'll be the best man. Morty will be the flower girl.
Mm-hmm.
John
will be the wedding crasher.
Wedding crasher, ring bearer, whatever
the
you
food,
need.
Man.
Exactly. Huh. Spring the Galliano.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
Here you go. To win a spot, it's another segment of Kazookie-Oki Wednesday. Needless to say, that is a love song.
It's a love song.
Or a ballad, if you will.
Yes, yes.
With the word love in it.
Or ballad.
All right, identify the song by title that we're playing on our kazoos. You got a spot in our Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, and we'll throw in a pair of tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Win them before we could buy them, of course, going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in August. There you go, those tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. One more time. through news and weather. And then, of course, look for caller number 9. We'll start with number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck. Looking for another couple to add to our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Okay, we have Sharon on the phone. Sharon, how long have you been married?
13 years now.
13
you
years.
You sound so young.
I know.
No, I'm old.
Okay.
No, I'm old.
All right.
Okay, Sharon.
By title, give us the name of that song we're playing on our kazoos.
Keep On Loving You.
Yes.
That's it. There you go.
Speedwagon.
That's the one right there, Sharon.
That is awesome. First of all, you and your husband got a spot in our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, which is happening next Wednesday at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf, where you qualify for that grand prize package, which includes upgraded tickets to go see Kiss at the T-Mobile Arena that Friday night, overnight stay at New York, New York dinner for two at Rio Tuscany Grill, the $1,000 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers, and just for playing along this morning, got tickets for Leonard Skinner for their stop in Vegas. And that's happening in August in the Kellar Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Florida was in his hot tub last month with his wife and a friend. He eventually left to go to sleep. His wife and the other guy, well, they started doing stuff what you do in a jacuzzi. When the other guy woke up and saw that, well, he got his gun, because that's what you do. Fired a couple of shots just to wake him up, just to scare him.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, good luck doing that in a jacuzzi.
You would have thought the other guy would have been, but...
Yes, exactly.
Being in the jacuzzi that long.
Yeah.
I know you get it. Fourth gen... You want to use that in one of your sketches?
I might use that. I might use that in my skit.
Fourth generation butcher in Germany is celebrating his favorite food by opening what he calls the world's first sausage hotel.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. All right.
The guy opened the Bratwurst Bed and Breakfast near Nuremberg in a converted...
Near Nuremberg, is it? The BB&B. Well, that's in the very in scenic Nuremberg. Okay, good.
In a converted barn adjacent from his family's butcher shop.
Okay.
The hotel features sausage, imaginary nearly every aspect of the decor. Has attracted guests from all around the world in its first 4 months of operation.
Oh, my God. It's in Nuremberg. It's great.
Didn't they make a movie about this?
Yes, they did.
And a part two and a part three and a part four.
The place you can get something to eat is called a Wursterant. Because he only serves bratwurst in this restaurant in many different styles.
Okay.
Now, the proprietor warns that his hotel might not be for everybody.
No. Oh, my God. No, we summer in Nuremberg. It's
some vegetarians and vegans might find the sausage-themed wall art, pillows, and other decorative stuff. Oh,
down to the pillows.
Yep. A little disturbing, so. But if you're going to go to Germany this year.
It's southern Nuremberg. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We love the Nuremberg.
The bratwurst bed and breakfast.
Absolutely fabulous. We go to the BB&B. It's fabulous. Boy. Hey, Dan.
You know what? He had a dream, and he made it happen.
Made it happen. Yeah. Exactly. Listen, so did this guy right here, Daniel Atkin, Brighton, England. He works as a naked house cleaner. He was a construction worker. He charges $45 an hour, which is really good for a cleaning service. He says that business is booming. He said it's a pretty random job, but I kind of saw a gap in the market and thought why not jump at the opportunity. Started 2 weeks ago, already has 6 clients on board, so kind of nice. He said, I don't feel awkward at all. I'm pretty confident. In pretty good shape, and
he's naked.
Yeah, he's
while
naked.
He cleans.
Yeah, exactly. Why? What's wrong with that? If I said it was a naked woman, then what?
Well, it might
come on over.
Yeah, I know. But
is
women,
Jody home?
Women are loving this. Women are loving it.
I'm sure they are.
Well, it's a dream. He made it happen.
Hold on.
That's my dust mop right there.
Shut up, Carla.
All right, back off. And one woman, I am going to put a challenge out there. As a matter of fact, this woman thinks it's just way too hard. So she is paying someone $2,500 to make all of her decisions for a month. She is also from England. She posted the ad. She said she had a really bad year last year. So she said she lost money to a friend. She got stranded on a backpacking tour. She was in a horrible relationship. So now she says, you know what? I'm going to let somebody else make my decisions for me. And if you have some psychic abilities, that'd be great. But it's well worth the investment. This is $2,500 for a month. We will do it free right here. You don't want to make some decisions. If there's somebody out there, right?
Tomorrow morning, we'll start that.
We can make your decisions for you. Before you, if you have to decide something, let us help you. Yeah. Seriously, let us help you make the decision.
That's a great bit.
Right? Right?
I like that.
$2,500 This, come on.
We'll do it for nothing.
We will do it for nothing. If it works out, we'll start charging. But as of now, we're doing it for nothing. That is your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Kid in Des Moines, Iowa, 17 years old, Clay Walker, legally blind, has cerebral palsy, born 4 months premature. A miracle, he even survived. Well, he loves basketball, and he wanted to get on the team in high school. So he's just about totally blind. He's legally blind. He can't see much, so he can't really play basketball. But they've made him an honorary member of the team. And you know what? Last Friday, things kind of changed for him. The coach put him in the game. He said, you know what? I'm going to put you in. Why not? Let's do it. Always wears his uniform. He's always at the games, always on the bench. Well, he got to take one shot. Boosh! He sunk it from about 15 feet away.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
His only shot of the season. He drained it, baby. Everybody went absolutely nuts. Even the players on the other team were like, are you kidding? This is awesome. And they were way behind, by the way, his team. So the points, you know, they didn't help much. But nobody really cared that they lost after he made that shot. His teammates said that was really only the only thing that mattered that night was that he got to play. And he actually made the shot. It's really, really cool. There's a little audio and the people are just going nuts. And I just think this is such a great story.
Well, who else can brag on that team?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Who's made every shot they've tried?
Yes, exactly. 100% right here. 100%. Thank you.
That's a great. I love those stories like that. Like you said, Morty, you know, when they have the kids playing football, basketball, whatever the case.
I think that is just great. Yeah, let them know what it feels like. You know what?
Any good story you have, you can submit it right through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com. We'd love to hear about those kind of stories. All right, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by WellCare Pharmacy, free delivery to your home or office. WellCare Pharmacy. For more info, visit mywellcarepharmacy.com. Before we wrap things up, just a reminder, anything you missed on the morning show, you can catch up and keep up with the condensed version of the Mike and Carla Morning Show right there by downloading a podcast on our page at our website. Also have showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will keep you company throughout the workday. What is she giving away this morning?
Giving away Alanis.
Alanis Morissette. Coming to town. Details on our homepage of the website, but she'll have those tickets for you at about 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And remember, we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.